you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, Nathan, let's get this self-deprecating bit over with. And gee, many Christmas.
You got to rip some takes.
I
got to
spout some takes, Bob, okay? Come on, let me rip this, okay? I think the Chiefs come out more prepared and more calm than you have seen any team ever come out for a Super Bowl. They've been here. They've done that. Why wouldn't they? I think the biggest problem with trying to stop the Chiefs' offense is you can't stop everything. You don't know what to stop. Fine, you stop Travis Kelce. Okay, they've got a slew of wide receivers. You want to stop the wide receivers? There's Kelce. They've got running backs. They've got, you know, two tight ends behind Travis Kelce who work. And plus, they've got a guy named Patrick LeVon Mahomes II. He's not too bad at this thing either. And once you finally figured it out, it's a Samaje Perine. It's a Juju. It's a Noah Gray. Dusty said it multiple times this week. It's a Justin Watson who could even come big on a third down. I think the game starts out close, 17-13 at halftime, and that's when the experience and swagger comes into play. Mahomes is going to be decisive. He's going to be quick in the pocket. DeAndre Hopkins is going to come up with the big play. So is Isaiah Pacheco. Jalen Hurts is going to turn it over twice. McDuffie getting an interception. That'll ascend his name into kind of pure household name status. And Chiefs win this game 31-20.
Guys, you got a blowout. I like that.
Love
it. You.
Let's go.
I'm learning. You're learning. That's exactly right.
Yeah, I'm going to go the opposite of the Rob Britton route. I think Karlaftis has a sack. I think Chris Jones has a sack. I think McDuffie has a pick. I think Nick Bolton has a huge tackle for a loss. I think the offense does its thing. I think Mahomes throws for three touchdowns. I think he runs for at least 40 yards. I think Xavier Worthy shows up big once again. The rookie shoes to fill over this year. He's done it well. I think the Chiefs win 34-19.
There you go. A blowout as well. I think this one is pretty simple.
At least it was
quick. Sitting in the back, which is what most of America has been doing when it comes to the Kansas City Chiefs. The three-peat happens, and it happens early. A quick three and out by Philadelphia to start the game, and then Patrick Mahomes takes over. He comes out firing, leads that team down the field for a 7-0 lead. It's Travis Kelce who gets into the end zone. The Eagles try to rally, but the panic starts to set in. Jalen Hurts ends up turning it over, and the Chiefs get a defensive touchdown. They're now up 14-0, and the celebration starts to begin. The Chiefs defense shuts down Saquon Barkley. He never becomes a factor in this game. Mahomes finds everyone on the roster for at least one catch, and Chris Jones dominates that line of scrimmage, comes up with two big sacks, and the Chiefs win it 35-0, baby. Book it, mark it, done. Let's take care of business and roll the Philadelphia Eagles. Well, that didn't happen so much. When it became 31-0, my mother texted me. She goes, I think you predicted the wrong team to win 35-0.
Jalen Hurts was sacked twice.
He did throw an interception.
Yeah.
I mean, at that point in time, that was a big interception. Saved a field goal at least at that point. Yeah, still 7-0 at that point in time.
Defense didn't really play terrible.
I don't think our defense played bad at all last night. This isn't
on the
field defense.
For 36 minutes.
I know. It was like in the first half.
Yeah.
We did not expect, you know, the defense to go out there and, you know, pitch a shutout, obviously. But I thought they played well enough to win that game. You know, they held Saquon Barkley in check. They forced Jalen Hurts to try to win the game. Jalen Hurts went out there and made big plays. Patrick Mahomes turns the ball over. You give him 7 points on a pick six, right? I mean, that happens. You can't be doing that kind of stuff. You can't be throwing interceptions. You can't – like, I really can't put the blame on the defense really at all for that game last night because they just never had an opportunity to get a rest on the sidelines. Like, I've never seen it such a poor offensive performance in a half like we saw in the first half by Patrick Mahomes and this team. 11 yards in the first half. Or whatever it was.
From the 816. Can we just move on to the Royals, please?
Yes.
This hurts too much.
Close.
Tell me we switched to country music.
Yeah. No, we're moving on fast. We're moving on fast. It's all part of the deal. We get through it together, and it's good therapy for everybody.
46 days? 40,
end of the week,
45?
Pitchers and catchers report. You know, end of the week, Friday. It's pitchers and catchers. You know, let's go. And I was talking to somebody at spring training. And I'm like, is anybody there yet, you know? And the response back was all the position players were there already. And that's a good thing. Those guys aren't pitchers and catchers,
And most of the team is already down there in spring training because they want to build on what they did last season. I think it's a great sign that this team is getting ready to go. And it's going to take our mind off of losing the Super Bowl, right? I almost texted Q yesterday and said, you want to come on tomorrow? Talk a little baseball with us, Matt, because, it's going to be a tough one.
Yeah, I mean, but look, the same conversation we had about the Royals, and I know we got to get to a break. We could maybe kind of come up on the other side. How about we just do this? We had this conversation with the Royals, similar to what we're having the conversation about with the Chiefs, all in the same seasons of sports in Kansas City, where you can catch all of that action here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.